Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And tonight I complete the final part of my broadcast this month focusing on the emergence of dreams and how to participate consciously and fully in the experience. So tonight, we're going to talk about the celebration, you know, how and why to celebrate the emergence of our dreams before they're fully formed. For those of you listening in for the first time, please know that Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to inspire and support you learning how to recognize and release all pain that is blocking you from fulfillment, having your happy endings in life. I invite you to tune in every Monday night as I take you on an exploration of the inner landscape, connect you with your soul, and help you discover the true treasure of being human. What a month we are having. It's not over yet, folks, but what a month this has been. It has just been, I have no words. I just go to the quote that I put in my announcement last week from Lena Stevens, where she said, "Miracles can happen this month related to how differently you feel about or experience something or someone overnight." And that has happened for me on a couple of occasions this month. Things you never thought possible can suddenly materialize in front of you, and your reaction can be either to disregardful and therefore not true, a magical impossible as a new reference point of what you can have. And so that's what it's been like. We're going through this time to really kind of be opened up to the more of what is existing for us. We're being asked to go beyond our boundaries, to go beyond those places where we've been holding ourselves back, where we've been thinking too small. It is really a time of expansion, of newness, of going beyond what you thought you could do, beyond who you thought you were. And so I am just so delighted and excited about all this energy. I know at times it hasn't felt good, but that's because when old stuff has to come up and out, it's not going to feel good. But the good news is it's coming up and out. And so by focusing on the emergence of our dreams, you know, that's how we really help those blocks to dissipate. I want to remind you that the phone number to the show, and again, I've switched up my broadcast time, so I don't really have a lot of time for call-in, but that number is still available if you would like to listen to the program live, if for some reason you have a disruption with your Wi-Fi or internet connection. That number is 323-927-2913. And I will make a conscious effort to save about, to pause about the last 15 minutes of this hour-long broadcast, just to give anyone who's out there really wants to give a comment or ask a question an opportunity to do that. But if for some reason that's not to happen, I have created a website where you can submit your questions to me, and then I can respond to them over the air. That website is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Now, before I dive into the celebration of the emergence of our dreams, I want to start off by, of course, honoring the ancestors, the persons whose shoulders we're standing on, the persons we're beholden to for who and where we are. And I'm not just talking about the ancestors who gifted us with love and support. I'm also talking about the ones who disappointed us, neglected us, or physically harmed us. And why? Because our souls were grown as a result of both the good and the bad. And so tonight, here on March 28th, I want to honor all the female ancestors who said no to being less than males, because this is still Women's History Month, International History Month, a focus on women. You know, women are one of the disposable groups on the planet. You know, that's been the history of it. Of course, they're not really disposable, but that's how they've been treated. And part of what's happening, too, in this new age that we're in, is that women are reclaiming their power. Women are letting go of seeing men as their gods and seeing them as their partners, as their helpers, as their husbands. And what husband really means, husband means the person who is able to be a physical and emotional support. That's what husbandry is really about. It's all about support and caretaking. And so women are starting to move back into belief system, which for thousands and thousands of years has been lost. And so it's a really, really powerful time to be a woman on this planet and to be moving into a place of parity with men. And again, it's not about being exactly like men, because that's crazy. It's about realizing that being a woman doesn't mean you're less, and that women have just an amazing power that men don't have. And so there's differences, and we can honor that. And at the same time, we can make sure that women aren't being, you know, thwarted and oppressed in their dreams for what it is that they came here to do, what their purpose is. And so I'm honoring my mother, whose birthday would have been on March 26th. She would have been 83 years old this year if she had lived. She died in 2001 at the age of 67. And so I'm wanting to honor her as a single mother and as a woman who came from a very, very poor background, but came to New York from Wilmington, Delaware, and really conquered the corporate world. She was among the first black women and men of that time in the 60s to enter into corporate America. And my mother started off as a teller for Citibank. Before it was called Citibank, it was called First National Citibank. And she started off as a teller and, you know, evolved herself into a bank manager. She had the responsibility of opening and closing the bank. She was a vice president. And, you know, it's unconscionable. It's unconscionable to me in terms of what she was able to do with her life based on her background, her very, very humble beginnings. And so to all the Dolores Matthews ancestors out there, thank you, thank you, thank you for having shown up at the time you did on this planet to model for both men and women power and the ability to stand up for your truth and to live your life from a place of power, from a place of being conscious, and from a place, of course, of being love. And so, ancestors, ancestors, we thank you. All you female ancestors who said no to being less, said no to being disposable, and who said yes to feminine sovereignty. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So it is. Now, all of the cosmological, astrological stuff that was going on this month has passed, so you should be feeling a little calmer energy. You know, we started off this month with a total solar eclipse that was on March 8th. It was so powerful. I got really rocked and rewired, and it was a period before we then had on the 16th, on the 23rd, a partial lunar eclipse, which was so powerful. It woke me up out of bed like at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was just amazing. And so, you know, this energy has been designed, again, to really open us up, to move us forward, like I was saying earlier, to really get us to go beyond our borders and beyond our boundaries. And so we've got a little break now, because I just found out from my wonderful engineer, Brother Forrest, that the Earth is going to come into contact with the tail of Halley's Comet, which should be very interesting in April. I'm going to do some more research, and I'll have that information for you next week. But anytime, you know, a comet or something shows up, get ready. It means there's going to be some great, great change. So from a cosmological standpoint, based on the wisdom that I keep, March is a nature month, and Friday, March 25th through Thursday, March 31st is an Earth week, and so we've entered into an Earth week. Opportunity this week is about receiving support, knowing that you are worthy, embracing the power of self-love, and honoring the energetic of the Earth element as you open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. This is about being self-full, not selfish, but self-full. This is the cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. So in other words, whatever you put out, Tiv, that was beneficial to yourself and others, it will come back to you in this really good way. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. So that's the energetic that's going on this week. So this is a real week, a good week to be in your receptive mode, to be opening up to receiving. Now here's the distractions, and you want to avoid this. The fear of hearing no when you ask for help, the fear of being a burden when you ask for what you need, and the fear of being judged as weak or as a failure because you have to ask for help. So get rid of all of that, you know. Don't be afraid to hear a no. If you hear a no, just go to somebody else because you're going to get your yes if you believe you're worthy. And, you know, being in need is not burdensome. And in fact, you give people an opportunity, again, to put out that generative energy so they can get something back ultimately. So, you know, when we're in a position where we need help, it's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing, in fact. And you're never weak and you're never a failure being in a situation where you have to ask for help. In fact, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to ask for what you need. Now, next week, we're going to be, and really this week starting this Friday, which will be April 1st, April Fool's Day, running through the 7th, it's going to be a water week. Very interesting, another water week, another week of cleansing out. So very, very, very interesting. Now, tonight, what I'm going to do with the time that I have left for us, which is about a good 45 minutes, I'm going to do a recap of the three previous broadcasts on Emergence of Your Dreams. So if you're listening in for the first time, you'll get a little brought up to date. And then I'm going to talk about broadening our definition of celebration. I'm going to then talk a little bit about how the brain gets rewired and then how to consciously celebrate the emergence of your dreams. It's a little, a lot, but I think I can get through it and keep it where it's clear enough for you to take it all in. Otherwise, you may have to play this broadcast again. So here's the recap. I started off the month talking about, you know, the emergence of our dreams, that we can awaken to our dreams coming true, because the moment, the nanosecond to the universe, to God, to all that is, that there's something we want, there's something more we want, that I have a dream. As soon as you do that, the universe goes to work to make that dream happen. And I said that the power of the emergence of our dream is very much like dissonance. And dissonance is a seed breaking open underground and emerging through the soil. And if that soil is covered over by asphalt or concrete, that sprout can still find a way to break through. It can overcome the dense molecules of asphalt and concrete, because that's how powerful new energies are. And so our dreams call that forth. It calls forth that much power, that much energy. What happens in our culture that is so focused on, you know, the five senses, if I can hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, touch it, then it's real. It's easy to just totally dismiss the process of your dreams coming true. You know, you'll put a dream out there and then you'll be like, God never answers my prayers. Nothing ever happens for me. Oh, nothing's happening, you know, because we're always focused on the end result. We forget that to get to that end result, because your dream is calling forth new energy, whatever old energy you are holding on to, it's got to get rid of. And I use the analogy of the parable from the Bible where Jesus talks about you can't put new wine into an old skin. Ain't going to work. And so we go through this process of having to get a new skin for the new energy that is coming in. And so there's pain when you ask for a dream. It's going to be some disruption, you know, like that seed breaking through the asphalt. There's going to be disruption. But the good news is that we can consciously participate in the emergence of our dreams. We don't have to act like nothing's happening. We can actually become conscious on a daily basis that God, the universe, all that is, whatever you want to call your greater order and direction, is working on your behalf to have that dream come true. And the more you can believe that and the more you can put attention on that, the better it's going to be for you getting to your dream and having it. So here's the benefits of it, of why we need to consciously participate in the manifestation of our dreams. Really three simple things. One is so that you don't resist or get in the way by judging what has to be let go of. That to me is the most important one. I can't tell you in my own experience and people I know where we're asking for this new stuff, but then when something has to be taken away from you, you go into resistance. You're like, oh, no, I ain't letting that go. Mm-mm. And you'd be working overtime trying to figure out how to hold on to it. Well, when you're doing that, you are holding up the process of getting to what you say you want. So we need to be conscious of, again, letting go of resistance by saying, oh, even though this showed up and it doesn't feel right, I did put that dream out there, didn't I? So this is going to help me get to my dream. The second one is that we can receive the support we need for getting to our dream in love and not fear. That means is, you know, again, when something shows up that may not fit into what we think should be happening, instead of judging it and judging ourselves, we can take a loving posture and we can say, again, oh, this has to happen if I'm going to get to my dream. You know, we watched the documentary that Spike Lee just did about Michael Jackson and showing Michael Jackson's transformation from being this little kid who was a superstar into a more mature adult really taking on his gifts and his talents and putting them out there. And what's so evident and so wonderful in that documentary is that Spike really gives you a look at, you know, what Michael had to go through and to really get to his dream. And there's even one piece where it shows how Michael wrote out his dream. He wrote out what it is that he wanted, how he wanted to experience his gifts and his talents. It's very, very fascinating. But it's just another great example of how, again, people don't get to, you know, their dreams come true. You don't get to the mountaintop overnight. It is a process, but you can support that process. And so the last one is that we can own our dream when it fully manifests and not doubt it if we stay conscious to the process of getting there. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories about people who, you know, their dream came true, like win a lottery ticket. But because they hadn't been really conscious of the process in order to win that lottery ticket, because even that doesn't happen overnight, the winning ticket. And if you're not conscious of that, you'll get the money, but then you won't keep it because it's almost like it's not real to you and you feel you don't deserve it. So there's many stories of people who have won millions of dollars in the lottery and today who are, you know, bankrupt. Many, many stories like that. Stories of entertainers and movie stars, you know, made all this money and then they end up being bankrupt. Like, what is that about? Well, part of what that is about is, again, not really participating in the process of the emergence of the dream. So it's really important the last week about welcoming the support that shows up in order for us to have that dream, and that it has to be recognized and accepted as support, even though it could come in the form of something that you don't like or something that makes you feel uncomfortable, whatever that could be. It could be a thousand things. But what happens is when we put our dream out there, again, because, you know, this is how we do, we're human, we begin to think how it's going to happen. We begin to make it up. The support that you need for your dream, though, may not be in your making it up because, like I said, you've got to be able to get rid of those blocks. And so we can't really figure all of that out. But the greater order direction knows how to, they got it figured out. So our job is to be able, again, to understand what support is. And so I talked about, you know, how you can become a little more conscious of the support when it shows up. And the first thing is it won't be familiar. It's not going to be familiar. It's not going to be something that is usual to you. It may appear unlikely to be the support you need. And I always think about the little hobbits in the film Lord of the Rings. You know, this little creature, little four-foot-high people are going to go in and destroy the ring. Really? You know, but exactly what does happen. So, and that's how our support can show up, like little hobbits. Like, how is this going to happen? It won't match what you think support should look like. It will challenge your assumptions. It will connect you to your vulnerability, disappointment or fulfillment. Because, you know, when we get sad, we're vulnerable. But when we get happy, we can be vulnerable too. And last but not least, it will ultimately raise your vibration to a higher level. The support is designed to remove your blocks and to move you forward, to get you beyond your boundaries so that you can be able to really have, hold, and live your dream. So it's a process. It's a big, big process. And then last week I ended with a prayer for welcoming the support because it's so important when we've got stuff inside us that is working against us that we let the universe know through a prayer that we're willing to have that removed. And so the prayer I put out was, Creator, God, universe, all the one, all that is, I ask and thank you for sending me the right support at the right time in order to have my dream fulfilled and for enabling me to welcome, which means recognize, accept, and be grateful for the support in whatever form it must take to grow my mind and raise my vibration. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And the short form of that prayer is, Dear God, enable me to welcome my support regardless of what form it takes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So now we're poised for celebration. Now that we know it's important to acknowledge and be awake to the fact that our dream is happening as soon as we dream it, as soon as we put it out there, it's in process. To know that we can get the support we need and that it might not always look like what we think it should, but it's still support. It's still going to move us forward. Now let's talk about how do we celebrate the emergence of our dream and why that's so important. So I'm going to start off getting you to understand a broader definition of the word celebrate. You know, it comes from the Latin celebrare, which means frequented or honored. And the frequented would have to do like with going to a shrine, you know. So that act of going to a shrine and, you know, pouring libations, you know, doing prayers, and that was called celebration. That's the original meaning of celebration. Some synonyms for it would be, and again, I found this in the thesaurus. I didn't make this up. But a synonym for celebration is honor, ritualize, praise, bless, memorialize, and keep. very, very interesting. My definition for celebration, in terms of what I'm talking about, the emergence of our dreams, my definition is to give someone or something your most loving, focused attention. Your most loving, focused attention. Now, as you can see, this is a little glimpse on how we usually think about celebration. This was a little bit different. And the video I posted on my Wisdom Walk page on Facebook was, of course, you know, Kool and the Gang doing Celebrate. I put the lyrics up, though, because they're really cool. But, again, so most of us, when we think about celebration, of course, we're thinking about, you know, let's go, let's party. And it's almost like, I'll call it an opportunity to sedate ourselves, you know. So it's this party and this time of sedation. And when we sedate ourselves, of course, what we're doing is we're separating ourselves from our soul. That's what it is. That's why getting drunk is a problem. Getting drunk is a problem because people get separated from their soul. And so when people talk about a nasty drunk, that's somebody that really got separated from their soul. And so they start to be very, you know, inconsiderate and very selfish and, you know, and can be very violent and harmful. So sedation is what in modern times we have associated with celebration. For the purposes of the emergence of your dreams, the celebration I'm talking about is personal faith gesture, which is basically what prayer is. That's another way to think of prayer, a personal faith gesture and a time of conscious awareness. And it's like what I said, it's about giving someone or something your most loving and focused attention. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking. Broaden this definition in this way, because then what this means is I can participate at a very high level of consciousness and in a very loving way to support my dream coming true. I don't have to just put my dream out there and do totally nothing, you know, and feel victimized because it doesn't show up in the time or in the way even that I think it should. So sometimes a lot of people miss their dream coming true because it does show up in the way they think it should. It's very interesting. So this way, the way I'm talking about celebrating the emerging dream, this is a way in which we can actually participate, consciously participate, consciously go along with what the greater order and direction, what the universe is doing in order to have our dreams come true. And just think about that for a minute. If I can be an active participant in my dreams coming true, won't that help me believe in them more? And I tell you, if you talk to people who have been able to have their dreams come true, and you ask them, like, well, what did you do to support that? They're going to tell you. And some of the things that I'm going to share with you in a minute about how to celebrate that. I'm going to share some of this stuff with you. Because these things go back for thousands of years. This is nothing new I'm talking about. This is thousands and thousands of years old that humans realized that they could work in conjunction, in communion, with the unseen forces in order to keep their promises, to be in alignment with the truth. Because as I always talk about, none of us are not here for no reason. We're all here for a purpose. And your dreams really kind of are like a signal or a proof about the fact you're here for a purpose. Because when our dream comes true, many, many people benefit from it. When our dream comes true, it can leave legacy. And legacy is important. Legacy is like leaving a feast for people who are going to come to your house after you've left it, you know. It's like they can come and they can still get fed. Even though you're not there, they can still get fed and nourished. That's what legacy is about. And so by being a person who believes in your dreams and believes that you can support them in coming true, you will be a person who leaves legacy. You will be a person that helps somebody else learn how to have their dream. It's just fascinating and wonderful. So this type of celebration I'm talking about is really, really powerful, really cool. So let me go down the list with you of how you can celebrate the emergence of your dreams, how you can be a participant, a full participant in how the universe works. The first way, of course, is a prayer, and it's a prayer for the emergence. And so here's an example of a prayer for emergence. Creator, God, universe, all the one, all that is, and again, whatever you want to call your greater order and direction. I ask and thank you for enabling me to celebrate the emergence of my dreams. Am willing to honor and hold the vision on a daily basis. Am worthy. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Amen, amen, amen. Bismillah, bismillah, bismillah. So that dream, very simple. If you're in a position where you put a dream out there, but you've been having doubts, where you've been questioning whether or not you should have even put it out there, where you're kind of feeling like, it's not going to come true, go to that prayer. Because what that prayer is doing, it's going to put you in a receptive mode. It's going to remove the block that your doubts and your fears are putting up. And it opens you up, and the universe says, okay, yes, we can move some more stuff now. You know, it's like you're giving the universe a yes to support you in your dream. So I'll say this one more time because this is really important. God, I ask and thank you for enabling me to celebrate emergence of my dreams come true. I am willing to honor and hold the vision on a daily basis. I am worthy. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Very powerful, very simple. And I will post this on my Wisdom Walk page on Facebook. The next thing you can do is create a dream altar. I love this because, you know, when we get to see something visually on a regular basis, it's reminding us. It's reminding us. And I want to jump into this piece now about the rewiring of your brain. The quote I used this week in my announcement comes from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He got famous through the movie What the Bleep. And he does stuff about higher consciousness learning. And so the quote is, the new sciences of brain science, neuroscience, brain imaging, biology of biogenetics, neuroplasticity, memory function proved we are changed by every new thought we think, every new choice we make, every new change we make, every new behavior we demonstrate, every new emotion we embrace. There are biological and physical changes in our brain. And the reason this is so important, it's because you can have this awareness that in order to get to your dream, you actually have to have your brain working differently than the way it's working right now. And, you know, I go back to Michael Jackson. It's like, you know, Michael just kind of knew inherently in him, because it was his gift, that if he was going to be the kind of performer he was dreaming about, he had to do a lot of learning. So as a little kid, he would go like into the studio with Stevie Wonder and he'd just be watching everything that Stevie did. Or he'd go into Barry Gordy's office and he'd just be watching, like, how does this man do this work, you know? And because he's this cute little kid, you know, they didn't put him out. They were like, oh, yeah, Mikey can be around, you know. And so Michael, like, got, you know, entree and got, you know, it was like this was his school. This was his college, being at Motown and watching these amazing performers and professionals And that's how he was growing his brain so that he could do, you know, the achievements that he was able to make. It's no different for us. It's like we have to really get it that our brain has to shift. Our thoughts have to shift. Our beliefs have to shift. It's like with me when I want to learn a new piece at the piano. Always in my head is practice makes perfect. And if I get a really complicated piece like the one I'm working on right now by Chopin, I've got to break it down sometimes to just one measure of music, just one measure, and work that left hand like, you know, 50 to 100 times, and then I work the right hand 50 to 100 times, and then I got to put them together like 1,000 times. Doing that, what's happening is my brain is being rewired so that eventually I can play that music without even thinking about those notes, without even thinking about the timing. It just becomes like it's just ushering out of me. But to get to that place, it really is like this practice over and over and over and over again. So what I'm talking to you about, the celebration of emerging dreams, kind of gets into this, like, kind of you got to do a daily practice with it. So having a dream altar is a way on a daily basis for you to be telling your brain, this is my dream, and I want it to come true, and I'm open to learning what I need to do and how I need to be in order for that to happen. Your dream altar, you know, it's like any other altar. It should have candles. It should have cloth. But you put on it things that represent the who you want to be and the how you want to be. You get things that symbolize that. You get things that you look at and they make you feel good when you look at them. So, for example, a dream altar for me with Santa Monica would be some pictures of Santa Monica so that I could look at them every day and say, oh, my God, yes, that's where I'm going to live. That's going to be my neighborhood. I'm going to be there. You can also create a vision board. That's another visual aid to help you with your dream. And vision board is just where you go into magazines or, you know, take pictures, you know, whatever, and you put them up onto a post, and you make like a collage or whatever you want to do. You write words on there. You write messages. And you have that in your bedroom so that every morning and every night you are putting attention, loving attention, on your dream coming true. And again, these things I'm sharing with you, these are tried and true methods. It really, really works. Another one is you can express your dream creatively through a poem, a short story, a song, a dance. So in other words, you want to get that right brain, because your right brain is the one that is involved in music and poetry and visual aids and all that stuff and dancing. So you want to get that right brain working for you to support your dream coming true. It's not just an intellectual exercise to have your dream come true. It involves more than that because, again, like I said, you got to get rid of that old stuff. Another good thing to do is keep a praise journal. And what do I mean by that? This is a journal you keep where you are honoring and praising your dream, where you just write about your dream, you know, and you do a paragraph a day. You could do a sentence a day. And if you don't like writing, because I know people that journaling doesn't work for, you can do it auto. You can do an auto thing, you know, on your phone. You can record a message and just talk about your dream. Because, again, all of this is celebrating it. All of this is putting that loving, focused attention on it. And then last but not least, share your dream, but you have to do it with the right person or the right people. You have to do it with people who can support your truth because they have experienced the living of their dreams. You know, this is why elders are so important in a community. This is why we need people who have lived longer than 50 years to be around young people. Because by that time, you should have had the experience of living your dream. If you're over 80, even better. Over 90, perfect. Because somebody over 90 years old is going to have stories and experiences about what they did in life and what and how their dreams came true. These are the people that you want to connect with. Don't talk to another young person if somebody hasn't experienced it about your dream coming true. They're not going to be able to support you and help you in the way you need to be supported. They'll listen, and they may say, yeah, that's nice. You need a cheerleader. You need somebody that when they give you that validation, that you hear in the timbre of their voice more than just the words they're saying. You hear a message about, right on, you're going to do it, you can do it. You know, you're being lifted up because they're talking truth based on what they've experienced. So getting connected with people who can support you, be your cheerleader, really, really important thing to do and a wonderful thing to do. Wow. This is really, really some good stuff. This is really some good stuff. This is the kind of stuff I wish somebody had told me when I was, like, you know, 21 years old. Yeah, I really wish it. Although, I have to tell you, I've been fortunate. I've been a dreamer all my life. So I had a dream starting at the age of 14 that I needed to go to Brazil. I needed to go to Rio de Janeiro. I needed to see the Statue of Christ on top of Corcovado. 14. Well, 10 years later, that dream came true. And part of what I did do, although I wasn't conscious at the time the way I am now, but one of the things I know helped me get to Brazil is I fell in love with Brazilian music. And I started to collect all kinds of Brazilian music whenever I could. And I would play it on a daily basis, you know, like the music I played at my hi-fi was bossa nova and Brazilian jazz mostly, you know. And so for those 10 years, I really was supporting the emergence of that dream because when I would listen to that music, it was taking me. And the dream happened, and it was just amazing. So I didn't have all of this kind of guidance. I kind of, like, fell into supporting the emergence of my dream. But you can do it much more consciously than I could. I probably would have gotten there a little sooner if I had done this. But just know that. Just know that you can put focus, loving attention on whatever it is you're dreaming about. And I don't care how, you know, survival mode it may be. Maybe you're dreaming about, I want to have a bank account with $10,000 in it. You know, maybe that's your dream. Maybe your dream is I want to get married to a man who just adores me. Maybe your dream is I want to get married to a woman who just adores me. Maybe your dream is I want to live in a house that has a patio outside of my bedroom. You know, maybe it's a dream about travel. I want to travel to some place, like I had a dream about Brazil. Whatever your dream is, you can participate in its fulfillment. You can consciously celebrate your dream coming true. You do not have to cast it aside or think it could never happen. You don't have to do that. You can just really give yourself permission to be a dreamer, to be a visionary, to play with your dream, to pray about it, to create your dream altar, create your vision board, do your poem, your story, your song, or your dance, do your praise journaling, written or auto, and then sharing that dream with people who can really support. Wow. 10 minutes left, and I don't know if there's somebody out there with a question or comment, but the number here is 323-927-2913. And I'm going to start closing down our March theme. It's been so delightful for me to do this. You know, it's one of the times in which my broadcasts really were very much paralleling what's going on in my own life. And I'm going to tell you more about that next week. I got to wait till next week, though, before I can share it. But it has just been a wonderful time for me to, and ministering through my broadcast and then walking my talk in my own personal life. It's just been really, really very much delightful for me to do that, and I'm so grateful to my God for this opportunity. And I hope that this is you as well. I just love dreams coming true and people getting to happy endings. I think it's so important, especially for the world we live in today. You know, Donald Trump has really caused a lot of reactionary behavior in people. But, you know, that's part of his job. You know, he's come down as an evolutionary teacher because Donald Trump represents what it looks like when you use fear to control people, when you use fear to get people to go along with your program. That's what he represents. He totally works out of a fear posture, okay? And it's important that we see that, especially those of us who say we're light workers and, you know, working in the light, because we need to get really clear and clean out, when are we doing that? You know, am I unconsciously using fear to get people to agree with me and go along with my stuff? Or am I coming from a place of love? And it's so important that we are coming from that place of love. And so believing in your dreams, believing in the fact that you can have your dreams come true, that's coming from a place of love. And so you want to be putting time and attention into that. Don't take on trying to change stuff that you really can't change. Start with yourself. Go in. Where are you in a fear mode? What does that look like? What does it sound like? And what do you need to do to break out of that? Celebrate the emergence of your dreams? Create your dream altar? You know, and it's the same thing for everybody in this country to have a vision of what do we really want this country to be more of? You know, what's working and what needs to change? Can we get to e pluribus unum? But we're not going to get there by, you know, creating a villain in the form of Donald Trump or whoever else. You know, that's not how we get to our vision. We get to our vision by having a dream, having that vision, holding it, feeding it, and putting our energy into being the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. Closing out a little more by thanking my wonderful engineer, the owner of Black Hole Radio, Mr. Faris Muhammad. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be my engineer tonight. I feel very honored that you are doing that. So cool. And to all of the Black Hole Be Well family, I am just so grateful for you for holding the vision, continuing to do that, for celebrating the emergence of the dream, because every time you support the on-air talent, that's exactly what you're doing, and you can't fail. I'm round. I also want to do a shout-out to my regular listeners, all of you out there who have Wisdom Walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family. I just love my family. I'm so grateful for them in my life. To my spiritual kin, all you folks out there doing this good work, you know, thinking about helping people really choose love over fear. I just love you guys. You just rock. To my transformational leadership colleagues, doing the important work to change systems, to enhance systems, to really, really evolve the way in which we work and help people in the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that work. And to all my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, to those who may be listening in for the first time, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you for your listenership. I truly could not be doing these broadcasts without you. So I'm just really grateful. Next week, I am going to start a new theme because it's April, and April is a mineral month. It's all about purpose and remembering purpose. and communication, very important for mineral people. And the theme for April is flow and synchronicity. So I'm going to revisit the second book in the Celestine Prophecy series, which is called, and the whole focus of that book is about holding the vision. So I think it's really cool. It kind of, it's playing well, I think, based on what I've been talking about this month, emergence of your dream. And now we get to talk about holding the vision, you know, another level in growing our consciousness. Again, I invite you to check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, and also Black Hole Radio, Black Hole Radio's Facebook page. And also, again, I do have my website up, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Every month now I'm putting the archives for the previous month up so that you can easily get access to one of the broadcasts that you may have missed or if you want to listen to it again. So the links will be easily available on my website. As I said before, too, if you do have a question or comment, you can post it and in a private manner. It's confidential. It won't be anybody else seeing it but me. You can post that on the website, and then I can get it and answer it online when I'm broadcasting the following week. Well, last but not least, God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for you. Have a fabulous, fabulous week. And remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I remember when radio used to be just like this. You turn on the radio and you actually get something for your money worth, even though it's free. You had to pay for no satellite radio back then. You had good, solid radio for your brain, something that make you think. I remember. Now that's that black hole radio, or Blog Talk Radio.